Now let us take a look at some of the tools used for data mining. The first being artificial neural networks. So neural networks are networks which are present in our brain. So here certain, you know, simulation of such networks are created. So non-linear predictive models that learn through training and resemble biological, or the ones in our brains, neural networks in structure. So basically they are clusps or clutters or collection of mathematical formulae which actually generate results for different variables or inputs. So they resemble the neural networks or the networks that we have in our brain, which are used for various reasoning, that is logical reasoning, for competitions, for alphanumerical reasoning, and so on. The next type of tool is the decision trees. So these are nothing but, as the name suggests, tree-shaped structures that represent sets of decisions. These decisions generate rules for classification of a data set. In this slide, we are looking at some more of the data mining tools. The first of these being the rule induction tool. This includes the extraction of useful if-then rules from data based on statistical significance. So it runs rules on data and finds out conditional statements and creates certain logic or certain algorithms based on this particular logic. The next is the genetic algorithms. Optimization techniques, these are basically based on the concepts of genetic combination, mutation, and natural selection. The next being the nearest neighbor, which is a classification technique that classifies each record based on the records most similar to it in an historical database. So these are some of the diverse areas that the data mining, you know, technology can be used as with the help of such tools. Now let us take a look at the financial data analysis concept. The financial data in banking and financial industry is generally reliable and of high quality, which facilitates the systematic data analysis and data mining. Here are the few typical cases. Design and construction of data warehouses for multidimensional data analysis and data mining. Loan payment prediction and customer credit policy analysis. Classification and clustering of customers for targeted marketing. Detection of money laundering and other financial crimes. So these are some of the important, you can see, elements related to financial data analysis. Now let's take a look at some of the techniques used in the retail industry. Data mining has its great applications in retail industry because it collects large amounts of data from on sales, customer purchasing history, goods transportation, consumption and services. So there is a wide range of areas where data can be, you know, collected as input data, and operations of data mining can be performed on this particular data. It is natural that the quantity of data collected will continue to expand rapidly because of the increasing ease, availability, and popularity of the web. Now, why is this so? Because the web is primarily used to gather more information and data than that happens in a physical store. The data mining in the retail industry helps in identifying customer buying patterns and trends. That leads to improved quality of customer service and good customer retention and satisfaction. So basically, data mining plays a background role of improving the customer experience by providing solutions which are best tailored or custom made for the people who visit the stores or online. Thus, in turn, leading to improved quality asset in the customer service and good customer retention and satisfaction. Here is a list of examples of data mining in the retail industry. Design and construction of data warehouses based on benefits of data mining. Multidimensional analysis of sales, customers, products, time and region. So, analysis which is done from different perspectives. Analysis is done using different angles and different types of logic is the multidimensional analysis. Analysis of effectiveness of sales campaigns. So, in the retail outlets, at any given time, there are a multiple number of sales campaigns happening to make people aware of the new launches, to make people aware of any particular sales. So what happens is there's an analysis done for this particular type of effectiveness, which is greatly helped by the data mining applications. As we've seen in the previous slide, the important element of customer retention and product recommendation and cross-referencing of items. Now that we have in depth, taken a look at the data mining concept or term, let's now look at the next term used in retail, which is ERP or Enterprise Resource Planning. Enterprise Resource Planning is a business management software, which is usually a suite of integrated applications. Now, by integrated, we mean that there is a series of interconnected applications which work in tandem with each other that a company can use to store and manage data from every stage of business. Now, some of the important or prominent stages include product planning, cost and development, retailing, manufacturing, marketing and sales, inventory management, and shipping and payment. So there is, you can see a wide gamut of activities which are core to the retailing business, which have been covered by this particular application, which is the ERP or Enterprise Resource Planning. ERP provides an integrated real-time view of core business processes using common databases maintained by a database management system. ERP facilitates information flow between all business functions and manages connections to outside stakeholders. So, in an integrated manner, the ERP suite functions to connect all the linked series of softwares and therefore facilitates the flow of information between these particular applications. Organizations consider the ERP system a vital organizational tool because it integrates varied organizational systems and facilitates error-free transactions and production. So this is one important or one very important or basic function of ERP. However, ERP systems development is different from traditional systems development. ERP systems run on a variety of computer hardware and network configurations, typically using a database as an information repository. So, a background information repository is used by multiple applications running on different platforms, like they might run on Windows, they might run on the Mac OS, some might run on Linux based, some might be Android based, and so on. Below are some of the key requirements for an ERP system in the retail sector. The first being speed and flexibility. Of course, if there are interdependent applications running across the organization, they should provide speedy and flexible solutions to their end users. Fast and efficient setup and maintenance of items. So in this context, the setup should not take a lot of time, it should not have a lot of restrictions, and it should be quickly started and installed. Accommodation of various retail pricing arrangements. So an assortment of pricing strategies, pricing arrangements, the discounts, all these should be taken into account by this particular ERP system. Of course, the most important element is integration with the back office system. So no application or suite is complete without being connected to a back-end system which is used for querying of information, storing of information, and processing of information. And of course, fundamental software requirements. So these might be specific to the vendors, specific to the retail outlets, specific to the legacy systems they use, and specific to the hardware and software infrastructure and the backends. After having looked at the concept of ERP, the next concept or term is business intelligence. Business intelligence is a set of theories, methodologies, architectures, and technologies that transfer raw data into meaningful and useful information for business purposes. BI can handle enormous amounts of unstructured data to help identify, develop, and otherwise create new opportunities. Making use of new opportunities and implementing an effective strategy can provide a competitive market advantage and long-term type of stability. So it's extremely important that we get inputs from the applications that we use. These inputs should be meaningful, they should be intelligent, they should provide us with insights of how our business is performing and what needs to be improved. So business intelligence systems are the systems which help in this context. Generally, business intelligence is made up of an increasing number of components. These are multidimensional aggregation and allocation, denormalization, tagging and standardization, real-time reporting with analytical alert, and interface with unstructured data sources. So here the data should be combined, it should be aggregated, that is, combined in certain ways, it should be allocated in certain business situations. The data should be statistically looked upon, okay? There should be procedures related to denormalization, tagging and standardization. Along with that, there should be a real-time reporting with analytical alerts. So any particular triggers which go off should be reported. And of course, the system should have an interweaving or an interface with unstructured data sources. Generally, business intelligence is made up of an increasing number of components. Some of these are group consolidation, budgeting and rolling forecast, statistical inference means getting a connotation or a meaning out of statistics, and probabilistic simulation. So you're working out the permutations and combinations or the probabilities of a certain set of data and simulating certain results. Key performance indicators optimization. So every industry will have its own set of KPIs or key performance indicators. So business intelligence will help in the optimization of such KPI by providing key insights from unstructured data. Version control and process management, and open item management. So these are some of the important elements related to the retail industry. wherein the operational process of the retail industry, like the layouts of the displays, where should be what item, what items should be clubbed, and all that, all those elements are particularly managed here. Thus, the business intelligence technologies provide historical, current, and predictive views of the business operations. So, in simple terms, it's the past, the present, and the future views of how the business is performing. Common functions of business intelligence technologies are reporting, online analytical processing, analytics, data mining, process mining, complex event processing, business performance management, benchmarking, text mining, predictive analysis, and prescriptive analytics. So all these are critical elements which the business intelligence function or the business intelligence technologies perform. Now let's look at the role of BI in the retail. The goal of BI is to deliver actionable information to all the stakeholders. BI includes software for tracking, analyzing, modeling, delivering, and presenting information in support of decision making and the reporting processes. So BI, in fact, works around a lot of the functional and operational processes to deliver help with the decision making and reporting. Now let's look at some of the retail challenges which are addressed by the use of BI. Becoming more effective and efficient on the supply side, becoming more customer centric on the demand side has been a challenge for the retail industry, and this challenge is now being worked upon by the BI in retail. Another challenge is earn and keep the loyalty of even more fickle consumers. Fickle consumers are the consumers who are not loyal to any particular company or organization. So if people are buying from a kirana shop, there is no guarantee that they might continue buying from there. If there is a good offer at a local mall, they might just go there and pick up an offer. So these are examples of fickle consumers or customers. So another challenge is to increase their rate of change to new levels. How should retailers face these challenges? So in this context, BI encompasses or it addresses all the data or information from the support IT systems throughout the organization, plus any relevant external information. So this is important. What it does is it actually, obtains information from diverse sources and works on those particular pieces of information. Now let us focus our attention on the impact of business intelligence on merchandising. Analysis of past performance combined with plans and forecasts of future customer behavior leads to more accurate initial allocations of merchandise across channels and stores. So you can get a deeper understanding of which type of goods and products, goods and services are required to be kept in what amount and which locations. Accurate analysis also results in a more efficient use of manpower in picking, packing, and shipping the first wave of the product, while minimizing additional costly payroll expenses to facilitate transfers between stores, vendor returns, changing signage and labels for markdowns, and otherwise correcting mistakes. So the entire operational setup, right from packing, picking, the manpower that is required in these manual operations, okay, then working with pricing strategies, looking at the markdowns, that is certain pricing strategies, to dealing with vendors, everything is encompassed and impacted by the business intelligence applications. Now let us take a look at the future of business intelligence in retail, that is the trends in retail. Retailers must let customer centricity drive further BI investment. So BI should focus on providing tailor-made solutions to the customers who buy the products from the outlets. Predictive analytics is a component or a key component of the new era of business intelligence. So what this basically does is it creates permutations and combinations. It has a tendency to predict or forecast the requirements of the customers, thus helping retailers understand future trends based on past performance and missed opportunities. The typical demographic of a business intelligent user is expected to extend beyond analysts and power users, reaching departments and empowering employees lower down the hierarchy. BI will thus cement its place at the helm of retail decision making. After having discussed in detail the concept of business intelligence, let us now look at the concept of supply chain management. In this slide, we shall take an introductory look at this particular concept. If your company makes a product from parts purchased from suppliers and those products are sold to customers, then you have a supply chain. So in very simple terms, it is nothing but a chain of intermediaries, a chain of entities who all contribute to the production of some particular tangible product or the creation of an intangible service which is further consumed by a particular consumer. Some supply chains are simple while others are rather complicated. So what all elements happen, you know, when you supply certain things to a particular producer? So those particular internals are a key part of the working of supply chains. The complexity of the supply chain will vary with the size of the business and the intricacy and number of items that are manufactured. So let's say, for example, if you're manufacturing a TV or an electronic component like a laptop, there are a huge number of subcomponents that go into the manufacture of such a particular equipment. So there are different suppliers who actually come together to help create such a product, and therefore there are a lot of complexities or intricacies involved. Let's now take a look at the elements of the supply chain. A simple supply chain is made up of several elements that are linked by the movement of products along it. The supply chain starts and ends basically with the customer. Now, why does it start with the customer? Because the customer is the one who prompts the creation of any product or intangible service. Why does it end with the customer? Because the customer is the intended recipient or the end user of such a product or service. So the important elements include the customer, elements or levels of planning for the products to be produced, the process of purchasing of various subcomponents or goods, the inventory or the raw material that is required, the production, that is the processes which lead to the creation of such products, and of course the transportation, which actually transports the finished product, the raw materials, the various subcomponents to the various entities involved in such a manufacturing or production. To ensure that the supply chain is operating as efficiently as possible and generating the highest level of customer satisfaction at the lowest cost, companies have adopted supply chain management processes and associated technology. So this is basically a set of thoughts, ideas, concepts, as well as it is also a suite of software applications which actually help with the several nitty-gritties involved in the supply chain, the several entities involved in the supply chain. Supply chain management basically has three levels of activities that different parts of the company will focus on. The levels include or are strategic, tactical, and operational. At the strategic level, the company management will be looking at or to high-level strategic decisions concerning the whole organization, such as the size and location of the manufacturing sites, partnerships with suppliers, products to be manufactured, and sales markets. So this is more of an abstract level, it is a broad-based level, and it is therefore the strategic level. The next level is the tactical level. So such decisions focus on adopting measures that will produce cost benefits, such as using industry best practices, developing a purchasing strategy with favored suppliers, working with logistic companies to develop cost-effective transportation, and developing warehouse strategies to reduce the cost of storing inventory. So if you notice, this is a level down the strategic, which is more towards a practical way rather than just abstract. Okay, so it's a middle path between the strategic and the operational type. So let's now look at the last type, which is the ground type or the grassroots or the most practical element. So this is a decision which is at this particular level. They're made each day in businesses that affect how the products move along the supply chain. Operational decisions involve making schedule changes to production, purchasing agreements with suppliers, taking orders from customers, and moving products in the warehouse. So all the nitty-gritty or the rigmarole or the basic activities that lead to a more effective supply chain, the everyday decisions are taken in this particular level, that is operational. Now let us discuss the key technological elements or the application software that go into the supply chain management. So if a company expects to achieve benefits from their supply chain process, they will require some level of investment in technology. The backbone for many large companies has been the vastly extensive enterprise resource planning or ERP suites such as SAP and Oracle. In fact, these suites have been there for about more than a decade, which are become very famous for the purpose of ERP. These enterprise software implementations will encompass a company's entire supply chain, from purchasing of raw materials to warranty service of items sold. So if you've noticed, the entire chain of activities, all components involved in creating a product are covered through these particular software implementations. The complexity of these applications does require a significant cost. Not only a monetary cost, but the time and resources required to successfully implement an enterprise-wide solution. So that's extremely important to understand. Buy-in from the senior management and adequate training of personnel is key to the success of implementation. So many of these systems, they function from a top-down level. They require changes to happen from the top. So that's the reason why the senior management consent is required for the success of this kind of a technology. People who will man the systems should also have a complete idea of all the elements of functionality. Hence, a training is a prerequisite. There are now many such solutions to choose from, and it is vital or it is important to select one which fits the overall needs of a company's supply chain. So in this way, friends, we've completed this particular chapter, which dealt with the various terms used in the retail industry. We've covered terms like the POS, We've covered terms like ERP, we've covered terms like SCM, which is supply chain management. We've covered elements like the data mining and data warehousing. We've also covered in detail the elements of business intelligence. Thank you.